Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. I'm sure you're familiar with the story of David and Bathsheba in the Old Testament. How David took another man's wife, and when she became pregnant, David had her husband murdered. And you might remember that God sent his prophet Nathan to tell David that the Lord knew. The Lord had seen the adultery and the murder. And David, when confronted with his double guilt, admitted his sin and repented before the Lord. But maybe you've forgotten the heartbreaking end to the event, because the baby conceived in adultery became gravely ill. So the king's son was at the point of death. And though the child had been conceived in adultery, the baby himself was of course innocent. And David begged the Lord to spare him. For days and days he fasted and refused to eat. And though his servants urged him to eat, and he slept on the ground in sackcloth and ashes. He wanted so badly for his little boy, his beautiful, innocent little boy, to live. So David prayed with all his heart that his son wouldn't suffer on account of his sin. He prayed so hard, but the boy died anyway. And David's servants were afraid to tell him. They thought it would break him. After all his prayer, after his desperate hope, and yet, when David heard that his son had passed away, he didn't have a breakdown. In fact, he got up off the ground and resumed his normal life, because God had shown his will, and David accepted it. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. The story of David seems like a total paradox. We're supposed to pray fiercely, confidently, without ceasing, asking God for help, for good things. And yet, we're also supposed to be completely detached, abandoned to His will, and at peace with whatever happens. So how can we do both at the same time? How are we supposed to beg God with a deep desire, with burning hope, and yet, when our prayers seemingly go unanswered, we're supposed to be fine with it? How do we care about something so much and tell God we care, but then when He refuses our request, not be disturbed? How can we be like Christ, first sweating blood and begging for God to take away the cup of suffering, and then standing calmly before Pilate and the Sanhedrin and quietly accepting the path of the cross? Or how can we be like David, first spending days and nights on the ground in prayer, and then calmly having dinner after his beloved son has died? How do we do these two seemingly contradictory things at the same time? Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. It's prayer that brings us peace. It's the act of imploring God for something that prepares us to be resigned when God doesn't give us what we ask for. Because when we ask God for something, we are acknowledging His supreme power. We are saying, Lord, you can do this because you can do anything. And when we know, when we remember that God is in control, then we know whatever happens can only happen because God allows it. And if God allows it, it can only be for the best. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. So what if God doesn't give us what we ask for? What then? Well, of course, we can't really be surprised because God knows what we need. And what we need is usually to be detached and purified from our worldly desires. Now you might say, how could God want us to be detached from something as good as a child? But God is calling us to love the good things of this life, a spouse, a child, our health, many things, to love them in the proper order, to love them for the love of God, not above the love of God. Because then we turn that good thing into an object of our desire, and it's not really unselfish, charitable love for the good of the other. So God is really uncovering some of our deepest selfishness. That's why we so often experience God's will as a punishment, because punishment exists to perfect us, to reform us, to make us better and happier and actually better at loving the people in our lives. We read in both the Old and the New Testament that fathers only punish their sons they love. A child who is unloved is allowed to have and do whatever he wants. God allowed the death of David's son as a consequence and therefore a cure for David's sin. And God allowed the death of his own son as a consequence and a cure for the sins of all of us. So if our prayer goes unanswered, as did David's and as did Christ's, remember, it's often the case that only unanswered prayers can really purify us from our deep, deep selfishness. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. There's a beautiful but surprising phrase. Rejection is God's protection. In other words, God only refuses to give us what we ask if giving it to us would prevent some greater good in the long run. Consider David's son. He died and went straight away to a place of peace, of rest, and eventually to heaven. so it was no tragedy for him. And who's to say what would have happened if he had survived? Maybe his own salvation would have been more at risk. Maybe he would have been like David's oldest son, who became a murderous revolutionary and died a shameful death. Instead, God allowed the baby to go to heaven more directly, and in so doing to make room for Solomon. In fact, in the same chapter, we read that David comforted his wife Bathsheba, and she bore him a son whom he called Solomon. Solomon, who would bring Israel to its greatest prosperity and would leave the world a perpetual legacy in the wisdom literature and the Song of Songs. So maybe as a resolution, we need to remember God wants us to pray fiercely, but also to remember that God answers every prayer by doing what is best for us. So pray fiercely today and be confident God heard you, that He answered, that He did what's best for everyone. And at the same time, trust Him and be at peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray.
And do thou, Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what struck you about, you know, this always amazes me about what God is asking, because it always seems like He's asking us to draw together two contradictory things, two contradictory virtues.
Yeah.
This fierce prayer, yet total detachment and trust.
I actually think that's true of most virtues in a crazy way. And I think that's where people get really confused and frustrated trying to learn the Catholic faith, because they're like, what do you mean I have to hold back but push forward? I have to ask but expect nothing. I have to do one action and feel this opposite thing. And it is, it's just this great tightrope walk, but I think it's incredible. God asks something impossible of us and makes it possible to do it.
Yeah.
Like walking on water.
Yeah.
It is impossible, but it's possible because he's asked us to do it.
Yeah. And the biggest thing is what gets in our way is our feelings.
Mm-hmm. And we know we can't walk on water. That's terrifying.
Right. Right. Yeah. Our past experience and our mm-hmm. current feelings get in the way.
Yeah.
And again, we've talked about this before. We go forward by doing what Jesus asked us, even when we don't feel like it, or when our feelings are so strongly against it.
Because what matters isn't that our feeling is there, it's that Christ is there.
Very good point. That's a striking good point.
Because I think when, like you said, what strikes us in that moment when we're terrified of the circumstances and the storm coming at us, all we think is, I know this to be impossible, and all I feel is fear, and all I fear is anger and confusion, and that's all we know. And from what we know, that would make this impossible. But if Christ has put it in front of you, if Christ has asked you to do this, then it's possible because he makes it possible.
Yeah. What did you say? I want to capture that. You said it so well.
Well, I've got no idea what I said now. You can go back and listen. You can go join all the others and you can go back
Christ
30
is there.
Seconds.
You said something, even though the feeling is there, mm-hmm. Christ is there.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what, I think that's, yeah. That's so good. I got to write that down.
Yeah, I don't know why I'm just suddenly really, really struck by that image.
Of what? Of
Christ
walking on
calling
water?
You out to walk on water.
Yeah. Even though the strong
But I think I was struck by that because of what you said about how when we pray, we're acknowledging that it's in God's power.
Mm-hmm.
We're acknowledging that we are not the ones that are going to do it.
Yes.
That it's about God's will. It's an acknowledgement of his power.
Yes.
So it's okay to admit to God that we feel terrified and exactly the condition we're being presented to him in, but it's in God's power. He will get it done. That is the core of our prayer.
In fact, I would say it's not only okay, it's imperative.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just say this. This is extremely important. One of the most important ways to get control of our feelings is by voicing them to God. Because then we get control of them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's imperative that we say to God, I'm afraid. I'm angry at you, God. I'm angry at this situation. I'm angry that you won't do this for me. I'm sad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm fearful.
Yeah.
It's imperative that you say this to God, because that's part of the way of getting control of the feelings.
Yeah, you name it and you hand it over.
Yep, that's right. And God knows you feel that way already.
Yeah.
So he's not
You might
offended.
As well admit it. It's like when you ask a little kid, did you steal that cookie? You know that they've done it, but when they admit it before you, when they tell that to you, they're entrusting it to you. And now the two of you can figure out what's to be done about this.
Yeah.
This little crime that's been committed. But each confession is like that, and each, even just saying it before God, when you admit something to someone, you're handing it over to them.
You're taking
even
responsibility
if they already know.
And handing over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
These are two very important points that even when the strong feeling is there, Christ is there.
Yeah.
But then voice that strong feeling to God. These are great ways to begin to walk on water. Well, I really appreciate the insight, Teresa. Thank you.
It was a beautiful meditation.
What I always enjoy about talking with you. You always bring an insight I never expect. And actually, that's the beauty of conversation. That's why we urge everyone to not only invite somebody to pray the rosary together, but always have some good conversation afterward. You'll be pretty surprised what your prayer partner comes up with. So, let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.